wants to hear and provide everyone an opportunity to speak. Since we have a number of speakers on this item, we are going to limit the time to 1 minute, 30 seconds.
No!
When your time is up, please listen carefully. When your time is up, I will ask you to finish your thought and then leave the podium. If you continue to speak, I will say thank you and ask you to leave the podium. If you still continue to speak, I will recess the meeting and reconvene it when order has been restored. If there continues to be willful disruptions of the meeting, such that the board cannot conduct its business in an efficient and respectful manner, I will recess the meeting once again. We will clear the boardroom, and the rest of the meeting will be conducted with no public present and will only concern matters appearing on the agenda. I appreciate your understanding of this matter. And I would expect that you would be respectful and adhere to the ground rules that I am putting forward. Okay, so with that, Madam Clerk,
Kathleen
first
Cheard.
Speaker.
Kathleen Cheers.
Is this on
K3?
Passed.
Stephanie
This is on
Hubner.
Item K3. We're not doing public comment on non-agenda items yet. This is on K3, the second interim report.
Stephanie Hubner?
I don't know if mine's on K3, but for it.
If it's not, I'll tell you and you can come back and speak under public comment. How's that?
Let's do it under public comment.
Okay, thank you.
Juan Santana?
Ooh, that's me. Woo. All right, guys. Hey, this time they won't cut me off. Good Lord. Now, as I was saying, now, all that whole thing that we're talking about, you know, those cuts and all that, that's $402 million that they get.
Can you please face us?
But I'm not referring to him, I'm referring to them. It's a public meeting. I don't want to give them my back. Now, here's the thing. As far as $402 million, that's literally a drop in the bucket of the kind of money that we can get from the state. Okay? But to do that, we need to organize. And to organize, we actually need to do that like independently. So as teachers, I'm urging you to contact me. I'm at ncmteachergroup@gmail.com, where I'm organizing a larger movement. Now, I can think of off the top of my head, in Mexico right now, there's teachers that are organizing, they're blocking a railway from reaching Veracruz, okay? Because they have the same demands that we do, right? More jobs and more education, all this stuff. But we need to actually unite these movements into a much larger movement. Like I said, $402 million that they receive from the state is just a drop in the bucket, okay? So there is hope, but contact me so that, yes, I am the socialist that you guys might have heard of. But as far as do I have a plan for us? Yes, I do, and we don't have to put up with any of these cuts. And also I wanted to commend our students for the actions that took place. That was a good job of them. I'm very proud of them. That took a lot of guts for them to organize that. So, and also teachers are organizing. So they had their chance to, you know, negotiate with SEA. But now it's time for the rank and file teachers to get together. Thanks.
Daniela Lino.
Your time doesn't start till you get to the podium, so don't rush.
I'm sorry. Hold on. Okay. Good evening, board members and Dr. Jane. Jenny? Okay, I'm sorry. my name is Daniela Lino. You might remember me from the last meeting, but sadly, we have to meet again. I want to express my utter disappointment in this situation. You hold public board meetings to give the impression that you want to hear from us, yet you haven't really shown that you do. You say you don't want to make these cuts, yet you haven't been receptive to any ideas that any of our amazing staff, parents, and students have offered. I'm sure you've seen the walkouts your students have organized throughout these past few weeks. They're upset. We're upset. The students and staff shouldn't have to suffer the consequences of your mismanagements. If you want us to think you care, you're doing a horrible job of it. With a debt of $30 million caused by who knows what, this didn't happen overnight, and you clearly didn't have our best interests in mind. With people questioning you left and right and you having no clear answers for us, you won't be able to ride out the public's anger any longer. For the three who voted for the cuts, we can no longer confide in you. I want you to keep the same energy when you lose your staff and your students to other districts, as well as your jobs. Thank you.
Cadence Gosler. Cadence Gosler.
Hi, everybody. My name is Cadence Gosler. I led the walkout last week at Otay Ranch. Yeah. I'm here to speak on behalf of the programs that will be impacted by the proposed cuts. Sophomore year, I joined Speech and Debate. It was a club with only 2 members. After my first tournament, I was hooked. I won first place and gained a new confidence in myself and the strength in my words and what they meant to the world. What I said mattered. I became president of the club, and I've expanded to over 25 members. We have won countless league championships, 2 team trophies, and as of this Saturday, we have 3 girls going to state. That's right. But the best part about this whole experience leading my classmates has been to watch quiet, intelligent people with unique experiences find their voice. And I know for a fact that if it weren't for Speech and Debate, I wouldn't have found the intense passion I have for politics and activism that I have now. You threatened to take that power away from me and generations of students. Our Speech and Debate coach is at high risk of being cut. The countless unpaid hours she spends at our tournaments, which start at 7 in the morning and go to 12 at night, cannot be replaced. My dream, our dream, you threaten to take away. This Saturday, after the award show for state quals, me and my debate partner Jessica sat in the parking lot and we sobbed. We came into the game so late but so strong. Our sheer determination surpassed the privileged kids we competed against, who had so much more than we did. We had all our plans laid out for senior year. We could finally be above
Thank
the level
you.
Of the kids who were, we began
Thank
to...
you.
But our dreams were shattered
Thank
along
you.
With countless other people in
Thank
this
you.
Room. You aren't fixing a problem. You're creating a million more.
I call for a recess. Okay, we will continue... I will reconvene the meeting and we will continue with public comment.
Jessica Davis.
Good evening, Dr. Janney and board members. The last time that I was here, I was a little bit nervous. Not because of you, but because of the people sitting behind me. These teachers and students and parents are the people that I love and admire. I am an English teacher, and the courses that I teach, AP Language and Composition and Abbott 1112, are rooted in guiding students to find and amplify their voices effectively. That is the basis for what I do each and every day, that I walk into my classroom, that I stay after school to advise one of my clubs, that I serve on a committee, and that I work for our SEA local. And each and every time I interact with one of my babies. Yes, I know that our students are young adults, but I call them my babies because I want them to know clearly that they have at least one adult outside the walls of their home that cares deeply for them and believes in their capacity to succeed. I am not alone. I am only one of 28 teachers on Otay's campus that have less than 5 years of service, who go above and beyond every day to support our students, and who are facing being pink-slipped. I couldn't face them tomorrow if I didn't speak up for them today. I stand before you to remind you that you're supposed to be our partners in supporting the most vulnerable among us, children. As highly educated professionals, we're aware that this budget fiasco has to be fixed. That is why we and our other labor partners have asked for a seat at the Budget Advisory Committee so that we may provide input and have been rejected. We have also asked for complete transparency in how this disaster occurred and for a plan to resolve it that makes every effort to keep the cuts as far away from the classroom as possible. And we've been ignored and insulted.
Could you please finish your thought?
This should be a collaborative effort, not adversarial. Refusing to put forth a multi-year plan suggested by the county allows for a sensible and humane pathway to keeping dedicated teachers in the classrooms where they are needed is both short-sighted and self-serving on
Thank
your
you.
Part.
Jessica Arenas.
I'm sorry, Madam Clerk, could you repeat
Jessica
the name?
Jessica Arenas.
Okay, thank you.
Hello, I'm Jessica Arenas from Otay Ranch Speech and Debate, and this is a piece by Jordan Premer. My dear district, to you I am a dollar sign, but this dollar sign has a future. I won't accept the short end of this stick. You will hear our cries and our refusal. You lessen our education. You steal our passions. The arts, I guess in your opinion, we're better off without them. My dear district, you've had your life, so now it's time for mine. Your lack of empathy stretches because you want to take away the income of staff members that love us, the ones that made us smile, made coming to school daily worthwhile. Without my teachers, I wouldn't be well-rounded. During the times I wanted to give up, I wouldn't have been grounded. So I'll be honest when I say I'm a bit dumbfounded by your willingness to abandon, your readiness to not only cut programs, but to cut humans. Don't tell me it's our debt, because we children owe you nothing, because we deserve not only an education, but one that's at its best. Thank you.
Jordan Primer. Jordan Primer. Dale McEnany.
I would like no applause during my speech. It is going to take the full time. Before I start, I want to address the barriers put in place of community members who came here to voice their disagreement with the proposed budget. This meeting was held in a location with limited seating on purpose. The doors were shut on protesters, leaving them outside during an extremely important meeting that should be publicly accessible. What happened earlier was wrong, but needs to be acknowledged. But this is not the main point of my speech. I want to read an email sent by Frank Tarantino to a concerned teacher. The message from SEA has been very clear. This mess is of your doing, and we owe you nothing to solve it. We solved it, like it or not. You cannot have it both ways. Let me repeat that. We solved it, like it or not. Tarantino thinks that firing over 200 teachers, including every librarian, and closing every learning center in Sweetwater, which combined serves 1,300 of the most disadvantaged students in this district, is solving the problem. He wants to systematically dismantle an education system that serves 40,000 students, and he wants everyone to sit down quietly. He wants to replace learning centers with independent studies, a program that has a 7% graduation rate, and he wants to pat himself on the back. I have news for Frank Tarantino. It is him that cannot have it both ways. He can't support a disastrous budget that would leave thousands of students with a subpar education and tout it as a success. It is in light of this recent comment that I believe it would be in the best interest of students, parents, and educators of Sweetwater Union High School District that Frank Tarantino resign from his position as board member.